There once was a special villain. He went by the nickname the Eye Man. He was, you see, the Eye Man for a reason. He was invisible. Whenever he would steal something, you'd just see the item moving and not the man. It was a lot of times very spooky. And the Eye Man this time wanted this particular special turbo engine. This turbo engine was no ordinary engine, you see. This was a turbo engine that made your ship capable of going faster than hyperspeed.
And
hyperspeed was at 2 times the speed of light. So this turbo engine helped you go up to 10 times faster than speed of light. And so it had a very expensive price tag on it. $10 billion to be exact. And the Eye Man was contracted by this evil organization to steal the engine for them. So the Eye Man went and became invisible. You see, this engine was in a particularly rather strange and dark place. I guess they tried to make it difficult to find it. It was in the middle of planet 26B, and it was also known as the dark planet because it was so dark all the time. And when the Eye Man landed on the planet 26C, he had to put on goggles, special goggles that would help him see in the dark. And he went, and he went, and of course nobody else could see him already. And he went through all the known security measures, and he got to the actual engine. But then again, who do you expect to see? You expect the Eye Man to just steal the engine and without any problems? Oh no! There was no other special agent other than Special Agent XYZ. XYZ was on the hunt for Eye Man. It's extra hard because he's invisible. And Agent XYZ was trying to figure out a way to make things even, make the odds even. And he thought and thought. And he thought about calling his good old friend, Professor Heisenberg. But this time, he realized something. I may not need Professor Heisenberg after all. What could it be? What was he thinking that was going to help him? Okay, JJ, what? Right. And if it's small enough, and this turbo engine was tiny, he could put it underneath his body, and you couldn't see anything. Well, the engine was gone when the Agent XYZ landed. The alarms were sounding, and everybody was in a panic mode looking for the engine and the thief.
Daddy, perhaps they see, like, the turbo engine. You said it's so small.
Well, it's not so small that you can't hide it. It was small enough that he could hide it under his jacket, so nobody can see it. So Agent XYZ started walking around, and he knew he was near the Eye Man, and then he brought out a weapon that he devised from his thoughts. It looked like a long hose. That was odd. And the Eye Man thought it was very odd, He expected some kind of super high-tech weapon. And the Iron Man thought to himself, there's no way this bozo is going to catch me with a hose. And then the Agent XYZ screamed, let her rip! Huh? The Iron Man was puzzled. What do you mean, let her rip? What? Did you fart? No. And then you started hearing this noise. That sounds very familiar, thought the Iron Man. And then it was you started seeing water flowing. Oh, but you can't catch me with just water. I'm so far from you. Your hose can't reach me. And then Agent XYZ plugged that hose into another tube. And then it happened. He had planted water sprinklers on the floor of everywhere. And water sprinkler. And so there was water everywhere up in the air. And unless Iron Man could fly, he was going to be wet. And when you're wet, even if you're invisible, you can see the outline because the water is going to stay on your body. And the Iron Man just realized this and said, oh no! And he started to run very fast. But on top of that, you could hear his footsteps because of the water. Plop, 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 plop. And see his footsteps, and see his body being wet. And Agent XYZ saw his silhouette and ran over and just kicked him stop. The Iron Man fell to the ground, splash, and cursed the water, and that was over. And this time, the Iron Man was thinking, and I was expecting some high-tech weaponry because I got this invisible cover from Dr. Heisenberg. And he was always infamous for betraying. But to be shut down by a simple water sprinkler? Ah! He was mad. But, and he was still invisible, but he was wet. And he was in jail. And that was that. The end.